we're seeing with e-learning in particular, and even if it's the virtual training, is that we're not getting the benefit of behavior change. Instead, we're not getting behavior change without getting the business impact.
You're listening to Learning Leader Spotlight, interviews with corporate L&D leaders. On each episode, we sit down with key industry experts to discover more about what's happening in the world of learning and development, from current trends and insights to the most valuable lessons learned along the way. Join us for a fresh perspective on all things training and the best direction forward.
Welcome to Learning Leader Spotlight, where we interview the learning leaders of today to help the learning leaders of tomorrow. I'm Shanir Roshan, your guest host, and I'm a relationship manager with Training Pros, the sponsor of this podcast. Training Pros is a learning and development contract staffing company where we like to say, when you have more projects than people, let us help find the best consultant to start your project with confidence. I have a very special guest joining me today. He's an exceptional leader in the talent development space, a friend of mine, and just a pure joy to know. I'd like to introduce you to Lawrence Price, Vice President of People and Culture at Brinks. Welcome, Lawrence. We're so glad that you're here today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here as well.
Awesome. Well, Lawrence, why don't you share a little bit about yourself with our audience, a little bit about who you are, what you do. That'd be great.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, my job title right now at Brinks is Vice President of People and Culture. Some of the focus areas that I have are employee experience, obviously just culture and our purpose and values there, change management, organizational design. My background, I have a bachelor's in sociology from West Point. As you can imagine, I have a military experience. I was in the Army for 7 years. I also have a master's in organizational behavior and a PhD in industrial organizational psychology. So the variety of roles I've been over organizational effectiveness, I've been over talent management, learning and development, organizational development. So just a variety of spaces kind of in all the way that us learning and development professionals kind of operate within organizations.
Awesome. Well, first, let me say thank you for your service. I truly appreciate all you do. So, you know, it's always an interesting story, I find, to learn what attracted people to this space. So if you would kind of share with us, how did you end up in the talent development area?
As I was mentioning, my first career was in the Army. And then after the Army, kind of like my first civilian roles were all in operations. So I was an operations leader within manufacturing companies. And as you can imagine, I have a big background in Lean Six Sigma. That was the way that I looked at how you improved an organization's performance by looking at processes and things of that nature. Well, I started encountering challenges around things that I was seeing within our workforce, things that I wanted to improve, things I wanted to change. And the Lean Six Sigma toolbox just didn't address those things. And I started realizing that there was a gap in my knowledge as far as how do I improve an organization. And that's when I came across a leader who turned out to be my mentor, still have today. And she really introduced me to the world of organizational development, learning and development, talents, and gave me a brand new kind of way of looking at organizations and looking at ways that you can improve and change behavior and really just enhance how the organization functions. So it's really kind of bore out of a, you know, just a desire for helping organizations and teams to perform better than what they are today. It's how I kind of first got attracted to this space.
Yeah. And was given an opportunity. And, you know, when I was given the opportunity to train and get into the learning and development space, what I loved was I was able to affect and impact positively people within the entire organization, right? Not just in my little group, but all just throughout the organization. So can totally relate to wanting to help improve. You know, I was focused more on the L&D traditional training side, but I felt like at least that my role was impacting others positively. So totally understand. So, you know, if we think about our industry in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, there's been a few changes, just a few. I'm just curious, you know, what have been the most impactful changes that you've seen in our industry in the last several years?
Yeah, I mean, so obviously the pandemic was a huge turning point for our industry. You know, like a lot of people said, it really accelerated history. We were already heading this path. It just got us down there faster. And so the transition to kind of doing virtual learning and e-learning, obviously is the big thing that's happened since 2019. And my aim has been both good and bad for us is people that are leaders in this space, but also for the sake of organizations. One of the things that I think has really taken place for us is that the line has been blurred between training communications and change management, to where everyone feels like they're kind of doing some type of training in one way or the other, and we're all approaching it through a different lens. And so I think there's things that come out of that, right? That are both kind of good and bad.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it is, there are times where it's often blurry and you definitely have to collaborate between roles, right? And between training, comms, change management, and you have to align within the organization to ensure that consistency too, right? So,
right.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, well, if we think about where we're going, where do you see talent development headed in the next, let's just say 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, you know, I think there's going to be an increased demand for in-person training, or at least for virtual instructor-led training. I think what we're seeing with e-learning in particular, and even if it's with virtual training, is that we're not getting the benefit of behavior change. Instead, we're not getting behavior change without getting the business impact. So, you know, I think we've all done the virtual training class where like half the participants have got their cameras off and everyone's kind of multitasking and things like that. Or we've all been subjected to the e-learning video where you're just trying to figure out the quickest way to get done with insights, you know, getting the next button, things like that. Because that's where it's going, I think there's going to be a push to doing a more in-person learning training. So one of the things that we just did here at Brinks, we did a tabletop exercise called a learning experience map. So if you're familiar with the company Root, that's now part of Accenture, we partner with them on it. And so these are tabletop exercises. We lay out a visual. There's a script for the facilitator to go through. People are asked to kind of read along and ask and answer questions along the way. It's intended for group size of 15 to 20 people. So you can't, it's not a mass training event. There's no PowerPoint. There's no laptop. There's none of that. It's just people in a conference room physically connect and are having those conversations in person about, you know, about the learning material. We use that to introduce our purpose and our values and the purpose and values. We use that to talk about our business strategy, and the feedback that we've gotten from the workforce has been phenomenal. There are a lot of employees have said this is the best training that they've had over the past, you know, recent years. So if organizations start to think about, you know, really important concepts, things that they really want to take a root within the workforce, in-person training is going to just increase in demand over some of the things that we've seen over the past 4 or 5 years.
This episode is brought to you by Training Pros, the award-winning contract staffing agency that works exclusively with learning and development professionals to match the right consultants to client projects. If you're in corporate L&D and have more projects than people, let the industry practitioners at Training Pros provide you with the right L&D consultant to start your project with confidence. Find out how we make finding quality consultants easy by scheduling a consultation at www.trainingpros.com.
Yeah, I've heard that from clients as well, like really just wanting to re-engage and drive behavioral change. Sometimes it does require that in-person conversation. And, you know, I was curious about kind of culture and how you're bringing the culture to life. I think you mentioned a little bit of that in the learning map experience, but I was also very curious about your thoughts around what is the impact of virtual to an organizational culture? I mean, what are your thoughts there?
Well, I think there is the benefit of doing some virtual training, especially when it's virtual training, is that maybe you get a chance to connect employees that are geographically separated. So if you're allowing some relationship building to take place, allowing people to learn about different parts of the business and things of that nature, there is a inherent benefit in doing that. And so that's definitely, you know, something to kind of keep in mind. And then also you just have remote employees who physically cannot attend an in-person training session. So you do have to come up with options to engage them and make sure they're getting the same exposure to materials that, you know, their in-person counterparts are. I think the other thing that's kind of complicated for businesses like ours and probably for others is when you have that frontline workforce who does not have a mobile device, who's not sitting behind a desk, how do you put information in front of them in a way that's meaningful and things like that? And so we're constantly exploring and working for ways to kind of make sure that we're giving them a similar experience than we would some of our, you know, computer-enabled, mobile device-enabled team members as well.
Yeah. Now that can definitely be a challenge. I know I remember running hotels and doing training at hotels, and you've got those line level employees. Not only from a technical standpoint, are they able to leverage mobile devices, but then you've got potential language barriers as well that you have to overcome. So it can be a challenge, but I agree that it can be done. And there's a variety of different ways to reach all the audiences within an organization, as you mentioned. So,
yes.
Awesome. Well, you know, I think really one other thing I'm curious about is what kind of advice or other things you want to talk about that maybe we didn't talk about?
I kind of mentioned before, I think the space between training or learning and development, change of communications is getting blurred. And so I think one of the things that professionals really should lean into is how do they build expertise in those other tangential spaces? So one, I think it gives them, it broadens their career paths and some of the things that they can do inside a company. And we've all been in those situations to where it's their lives, the ground is shifting from a job security perspective. So I think broadening your skill set is always important. The other thing that I think it does is that when you're partnering with those functions, you understand the lens that they're looking at the problem. And so when now the communications person says, hey, I'm wondering, I think you should do a video.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily thinking about it from a lens of, I want to change behavior. They're probably thinking about, how do I engage, build awareness? How do I engage the desire, people to want to do something? They found that they've got a way to kind of build the heart and the buying it for whatever thing just is taking place. Whereas you're thinking about, what are the behaviors that I need this person to exhibit? And so when you're approaching, when you're both talking about the video, you're coming at it from different lenses, and you need to be able to kind of understand what one another, with each other is kind of thinking, what their goals are. So one thing for L&D professionals is to really kind of lean into understanding what those other folks are kind of bringing to the table. As far as books are concerned, I think it's always great to do the nerdy stuff. So I like reading a lot of white papers or books that are collections of white papers and things like that, things that are built from a scientific point of view and a lot of research. So there's the performance focused learner surveys that book is out there, which really kind of gives a rethink on how do we measure the effectiveness of training, how do we collect that information, and how do we translate that into kind of a business impact. So if you like white papers, if you like the nerdy stuff, this is a great book to go and think through and to kind of challenge maybe some of the things that you're doing. Yeah, I'll give the spoiler up front. They don't like the Smyra sheet that we already utilize. And so, you know, use that as a starting point, maybe kind of rethink some things that you're doing. The other types of books I like to read are the business books and things like that. So I'm a big fan of James Clear. So if you haven't read a ton of habits already, you should definitely read it.
Okay.
I think it gives you, as an L&D professional, some ideas on how you can be more productive, both in work and life, by setting up some habits and some of the things that you do. So I know I'm a pretty structured and routine oriented person when I come to work. So I hit the parking lot about the same time each day. And the way that I start my day is very thoughtful and things like that. But it sets me up to be productive. And so I'm sure other people that have similar routines, but if you're a person that really needs to be sold on the idea of building some routine and building some habits, I think there's a great book for you to look at and not just at least watch, follow James Clear on social media. So that's enough of my plug to help Sam and some of his thought work out there.
No, I appreciate it. And, you know, it's interesting. I've been thinking a lot about habits lately and routines, right? And they're just patterns. And so it's interesting you say that because it's been very top of mind to me about the type of person that I want to be. I need to add a little bit more routine, a little bit more pattern and habit to my life to just feel better and be more successful. And so I will definitely take a look at him and his book, and I'm sure others can find value in that as well. So we appreciate you sharing that. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Lawrence, it's been a true pleasure having you on our show today. We so appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been great to be able to connect and just talk a little bit about the industry and some of the things that we're doing.
Yeah, it's an exciting and energizing time, I find. So, well, I just want to express my sincere thanks. And as a gift to you for being on our show, Training Pros is going to plant 5 trees in your name. As a company, our charity is World Reforestation. And so we've planted over 3,500 trees to date around the world. And those are, thank you again. Like I said, we'll plant 5 trees in your name. Just our little way of saying thank you. And we appreciate your time.
Make sure they're really tall and robust, something that resembles me.
Perfect. We will make sure. Well, thank you for joining us for this episode of Learning Leader Spotlight.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us for the latest episode of Learning Leader Spotlight, interviews with corporate L&D leaders. You'll find links in the show notes to any resources mentioned on today's show. If you're enjoying our podcast, please subscribe so you never miss an episode and leave us a 5-star review.